Find Your Dream Job, the podcast that helps you get hired, have the career you want, and make a difference in life. I'm your host, Mac Pritchard. I'm also the founder of Mac's List. It's a job board in the Pacific Northwest that helps you find a fulfilling career. Every Wednesday, I talk to a different expert about the tools you need to get the work you want. Find Your Dream Job is brought to you by Top Resume. Top Resume has helped more than 400,000 professionals land more interviews and get hired faster. Get a free review of your resume today. Go to maxlist.org/topresume. You accept a new job, but then the employer withdraws the offer. Octavia Agoradima is here to talk about what to do if your job offer is rescinded. She's the host of the Audible original series, How to Change Careers, and the author of Prep, Push, Pivot. Octavia joins us from Los Angeles, California. Well, let's get going, Octavia. We're talking about what to do if an employer rescinds a job offer. Why do employers do this? Why do they withdraw job offers?
You know, rescinding an offer is a really monumental thing for an employer to have to do. So the reasons normally are substantial. It could be that the budget has changed and they can no longer afford the role. It could be that the company has had to introduce a hiring freeze, so the position is no longer needed and they may be downsizing or actually laying off other employees. And sometimes, Mac, it might be because there have been leadership changes. That could be something as substantial as an acquisition or an internal reorg that has readjusted the parameters for the role that you had been offered. Sometimes there might be reasons that are specifically related to your candidacy. It could be that there was something that came up in a reference check or a background check, or it could be that the employer identified some false statements that were either shared during the interview process or on an application. Some employers also require health or drug tests as part of an employment offer. So there could be a number of reasons at play.
You work with a lot of candidates, Octavia, in your career coaching work. When you think about those two groups of reasons, there might be economic conditions, changes inside the organization versus questions about a candidate's background. What do you think the split is there? Is this more likely to happen because of factors a candidate doesn't control? Or do you see it happen more often because of questions about the candidate?
More often than not, I tend to hear experiences that were outside of a candidate's control. There have been so many headlines about companies having to rethink their hiring strategies suddenly and retracting their potential to scale their teams. And that can impact people who had offers that had been made. But there are also occasions where perhaps information hasn't correlated with what was shared, perhaps during the interview process. And then sometimes, Mac, there might have been internal disagreements on the role. And the hiring manager might be not just one person, but maybe two people who were making that decision. And they might not have been on the same page about what those requirements might be too. So there can be so many reasons. And I think it's important if you're in that situation to respond to what you're hearing before you determine your next steps.
Well, let's talk about that. You're the candidate. What are the warning signs that an offer might be withdrawn? What should you keep an eye out for, Octavia?
Well, often there isn't any immediate warning sign. And I know how it feels when you receive an offer, especially when it's for a role you're incredibly excited about. And especially if your job search has been arduous, it feels like finally, it's happening. But what you need to do from the outset is, first of all, pay attention to how the offer is extended. Sometimes we hear offers verbally, which are then followed up with an offer letter. When you receive the offer letter, read it very, very carefully. More often than not, there'll be language within there that explains that the offer is contingent on certain things. And that could be your background check, reference check, and so forth. So what you want to do is make sure that you review what you receive and make sure that you're responding to any of the requirements for next steps as promptly as possible. Sometimes I've seen employers express concern if there feels to be a gap between what the candidate is doing in terms of their next steps and what their needs are for closing out the process. And you also have to remember that while the employer has chosen you, there'll be a number two candidate who's waiting in the wings, the person that they would offer the role to if you choose not to accept. So if there are any next steps that are required, such as providing references, completing background check paperwork, make sure that you respond to those requests in a timely manner and make sure that you're as professional and communicative as possible throughout that process.
Do you recommend, Octavia, that a candidate always ask for an offer in writing? Some organizations might be more informal and just say, oh, don't worry about that. It's a done deal. What's the best practice here from a candidate's perspective?
Yeah, you always want to receive an offer in writing, and it should be a red flag to you as a candidate if you don't receive details of what was discussed for you to review. More often than not, it's the employer who is taking the lead in making sure they get that over to you as swiftly as possible. And what you'll often see is that there might be an expiration date attached to that offer letter where they're asking you to respond within a certain time frame. If they're not giving you a time frame in that letter, make sure that you clarify what the time frame is for accepting the offer. I personally, Mac, have also been in the situation where I was surprised by a job offer, thought I was walking into a final interview, and the CEO of the company was waiting with paperwork and a pen in hand. And so offers can arrive when you're expecting them, and perhaps sometimes when you might not have been expecting them. So make sure that you clarify any questions that you might have as professionally and promptly as possible.
You mentioned elements that are typically in an offer letter. Are there common elements you should always see in an offer letter as a candidate from an employer?
Yes, they should detail really clearly what the next steps are to conclude the process. It will include everything that was perhaps shared with you verbally in terms of compensation, benefits, location for your role, start date. But also it's important to remember that an offer letter is not an employment contract. And dependent on where you reside, that most US jurisdictions are at will. That means that an employer or an employee can terminate an employment relationship for any lawful reason at any time with or without notice. And this generally applies to job offers. So while it's so exciting to receive an offer, you must also remember there are a number of next steps that need to happen before you get up and running and start that role.
Well, let's talk about those next steps. The one that comes to mind, of course, immediately, Octavia, is giving notice to your current employer.
Yes.
When do you recommend doing that?
So I recommend you look at what some of the contingent factors are for your job offer. If it requires a background check, for example, make sure that's completed and understand the time frame for that. If it requires a reference check, understand the parameters for that. Make sure that you have notified the people that you are citing as references in advance. Give them all the information that they need in terms of your resume, the job description, any time frames. Make sure they have everything they need to be able to answer questions about not just what you're doing now and what you do best, but also they understand the context in terms of your offer and the timing. And then remember to follow up with those references as well to check in to see if they've been contacted. If your offer is contingent on you taking a drug test or having any kind of medical examination, make sure you comply with the timeframes for those. And then I think it's really important to, once you have completed those steps, check in with HR and find out if they have any additional questions or requirements, and then you'd be ready to discuss when you can start your role. At that point, you can then determine how you make your current employer aware of your next steps and the time frame that is needed in order for you to end your employment where you are to start your next position.
Let's take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about what to do when you've accepted that offer, and it's been withdrawn. So stay with us. When we return, Octavia Guardema will continue to share her advice on what to do if your job offer is rescinded. Every job search needs a great resume. When was the last time you updated yours? Go to maxlist.org/topresume. A professional writer at Top Resume will review your resume for free. Go to maxlist.org/topresume. Find out how you can fix your resume on your own, or hire Top Resume to do it for you. Go to maxlist.org/topresume. Now, let's get back to the show. We're back in the MaxList studio. I'm talking with Octavia Guardema. She's the host of the Audible original series, How to Change Careers, and the author of Prep, Push, Pivot. Octavia joins us from Los Angeles, California. Now, Octavia, before the break, we were talking about what to do if a job offer is rescinded, and we walked through the first part of the process, which is, okay, you've got an offer. Here are the best practices you and the employer should follow in both making and evaluating and accepting a job offer. Let's talk about, let's go to the dark side and talk about what to do if an offer is rescinded. I know this question is in listeners' minds, and you talked in the first segment about some of the legal questions, but does a job seeker or someone who's accepted an offer rather have any legal rights here or legal options?
Yeah, it can be really devastating to find yourself in that position. We often think all of the hard work is behind us in terms of navigating the application process and the interview cycles and then negotiating terms, and you finally have an offer that you're really thrilled about, and then it gets pulled away from you. There can, on occasions, be circumstances where you might want to work with an employment law attorney to evaluate your options if you can prove that you have either suffered losses as a result of an offer being rescinded. For example, if you had given notice at your role, if you'd incurred moving expenses for a relocation, those are substantial, and you may want to talk to independent counsel about your options might be there. Also, as I mentioned before, almost every state here in the United States has at-will employment, but roles can only be terminated for a lawful reason. So if you feel there was an unlawful reason, such as discrimination, that might be a factor in your offer being rescinded, again, it's important to talk to an employment lawyer who can give you very clear and incisive counsel based on your situation about what your options might be. But more often than not, if a role was withdrawn because of economic changes, because there's a hiring freeze, because of leadership changes, or because there was something that was discovered in a background check or a reference check, then it might be a difficult situation for you to navigate, but there might not be a recourse for you in terms of changing the outcome of that decision.
How do you recommend someone respond to an employer who's withdrawn the offer? What should be your message, and how should you communicate with the organization?
Well, first of all, take time to process the information, because it's likely to be a shock, and it's also likely to invoke an immediate emotional reaction. And it's really important to be professional in every interaction you have. So give yourself time to process those feelings. You know, I personally, early in my career, I'm now a dual US-UK citizen, but before I became a US citizen, I received a verbal offer from an employer I was really excited to join. And then they turned around a week later and said, actually, we're not going to be able to move forward with this because the visa that you would need, we're just not going to be able to get. And it was devastating. You know, you've become really excited. You've started to envision what that next chapter could look like. I hadn't resigned from my previous employer, so I still had that role to go back to, but you may have already given notice. And so it's important for you, if you're not given a reason as to why the offer has been rescinded, take time to process what you're hearing and then to respond and ask clarifying questions so that you can understand the reason why. And don't burn bridges, because if the reason was that they're having a hiring freeze or they've had to delay the decision, it might be there could be opportunities in the future, if not with that employer or with that recruiter, that might be advantageous for you. So it's important to take a breath before you respond.
What do you do, or do you recommend rather, Octavia, if you've given notice and an offer is withdrawn, should you try to get your old job back? Should you keep
looking? Absolutely. That would be my first piece of advice, unless there's some other reason that means that's not viable for you. It does not hurt to be really transparent with your previous employer, explain what has happened, and ask if there might be an opportunity for you to return. There may even be an opportunity for you to perhaps do some consulting work with your previous employer or bridge a gap if they have actually extended an offer to someone else and they need support in that in-between time. You have got nothing to lose by going back and making your employer aware of the situation. But if that is not an option, I then encourage you to think about other companies that you had interviewed with. It could be that you withdrew from a process because you had this offer. Go back. Tell the hiring managers and recruiters that you're available again. I actually was in this situation when I was a hiring manager. I lost a candidate that I really, really wanted to extend an offer to because she accepted a role somewhere else. When I didn't fill that position, it turned out I was able to hire her because even though she'd accepted another role, guess what? That role didn't work out. She wasn't happy there and she left within 4 weeks. So you never know where that conversation might take you if you make other hiring managers and prospective employers aware that you are back on the market.
If you do go back to the employer where you've given notice and the offer has been withdrawn, what's the best way to approach them? How do you recommend asking for your old job back?
Yeah, well, first of all, you want to clarify the reason as to why your offer was rescinded, and then be ready to explain that with transparency. And what I mentioned before about don't burn bridges, that also applies with when you're resigning from your position. Even if you're super excited about the new opportunity and you're ready to move on, always be professional. Always emphasize what you enjoyed about your previous role. Always maintain relationships. Even when your offer has not been rescinded, you never know when you might need to have that connection, not just for references, but just further on in your career. So many people are interconnected across companies, paths will cross again. And if your path is crossing again, potentially rather more swiftly than you anticipated, that's not a bad thing. You know, before I became a coach and worked in corporate America, we were really proud of what we called our boomerangs. And those were the people that actually came back to us. We saw it actually as a testament of what a great environment that we had, that people would go try something else and then come back. So whilst you might be feeling like it's a real setback, your employer might be really excited to welcome you back.
You mentioned restarting a job search after an offer is been withdrawn and perhaps you've decided not to return to your old position. Besides reaching out to hiring managers you might have been in touch with before you received an offer, what other tips do you have for someone who's restarting a job search after an offer has been withdrawn?
That you've done this before, you can do this again. And there are so much uncertainties that we face as we're navigating the workplace, potential for layoffs, potential for furloughs, changes in leadership. As a career coach, I've supported so many professionals who were so excited to land their offer. And then after they got started, something shifted. The person who hired them is suddenly not there anymore. The project that they were hired to do has changed in scope. The location that they thought they were going to be working in has shifted. So I think we have to always be prepared for the unexpected. We have to remember that we're resilient. We have to remember that we have so much to offer. And then reflect on, what have I learned from this process? Reflect on not just the reason why your offer was rescinded, but what were some of the great things that you identified about what you want to do next? What do you know that you want to gravitate towards? What do you know is important to you? And harness all of those things to your advantage.
Well, it's been a terrific conversation, Octavia. Now tell us, what's next for you?
Oh my goodness, Nack. So I am an author and a prolific writer, and I've really set the intention of writing more. And so I have a weekly career newsletter that I send out every Sunday. I send it out on Sundays because I know that's often when people are thinking about what's looking ahead for them at the week at work. And so if you'd like to be part of that email community, you can go to my website, octaviagorodema.com, and join there.
Terrific. We'll be sure to include that URL in the website article in the show notes for your episode. I know you also invite listeners, Octavia, to connect with you on LinkedIn. And when they do reach out to you there, I hope they'll mention they heard you on Find Your Dream Job. Now, Octavia, given all the great advice you shared today, what's the one thing you want a listener to remember about what to do if a job offer is rescinded?
I want you to remember that whatever you're experiencing now is a moment in time, and it will be a springboard to what you do next. You were able to get this offer, and you will get another, and you will go on to thrive. So use it as a catalyst to raise the bar even higher and go after what you want relentlessly.
Make sure you never miss an episode of Find Your Dream Job. Subscribe to our free podcast newsletter. You'll get information about our guests and transcripts of every show. Go to maxlist.org/newsletters. Again, that's maxlist.org/newsletters. Next week, our guest will be Steph Cartwright. She's the certified resume writer and job search strategist behind Off the Clock Resumes. Steph has helped hundreds of job seekers get unstuck and hired at companies where they love to work. What's the best way to start a job search? For many candidates, the first and only step is to send as many applications as possible. Don't do this, says Steph. You're making your job search harder and longer than it has to be. Join us next Wednesday when Steph Cartwright and I talk about how to create and use a job search plan to get hired faster. Until next time, thanks for letting us help you find your dream job. This show is produced by MaxList. Susan Thornton-Huff schedules our guests and writes our newsletter. Lisa Kislinberry Anderson manages our social media. Our sound engineer is Matt Fiorillo. Ryan Morrison at Podfly Productions edits the show. Dawn Mole creates our transcripts, and our music is by Freddie Trujillo. This is Mac Pritchard. See you next week.